This is a consecutive interpretation with text exercise. You will hear a text recorded in English, broken into segments. Listen to each segment. At the end of each segment, you will hear a beep, followed by a pause. During the pause, translate from English into your First Nations language. You may read the text and take notes during the consecutive interpretation with text exercise. The test will begin in 5 seconds.
At the age of 9, the offender appeared intelligent and resilient. However, there were several noted behavior concerns when the offender was a child, including sexually inappropriate behavior, as well as fire setting. The offender's mother feels that something may have happened to her son when he was 8 years old. She suggests that his behavior changed significantly at that time. According to the offender, he left school when he was in grade 9. He describes himself as a lazy student who was not interested in school. Records indicate that the offender had difficulty paying attention in school, and therefore he would choose not to attend. Information obtained from Child and Family Services notes concerns with this offender's progress in school at a young age. In grade 2, the offender was admitted to the Section 27 program at Timmins Public School for behavioral and academic intervention. Records note that the offender displayed behavior characteristics consistent with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. There is also mention of numerous times when the offender was suspended from school due to inappropriate behavior in class. Since leaving school at the age of 15, the offender indicates that he has never been employed. He has been receiving Ontario Works benefits. At present, he reports receiving approximately $600 per month, which he claims is sufficient to meet his needs. The offender does not have a birth certificate, social insurance card, or status card, making any possibility of employment that much more challenging. He is presently being assisted by Mike Sutherland, the Native Inmate Liaison Officer, to obtain some pieces of identification prior to his release from custody. That should make it slightly easier for the offender to apply for jobs. However, there is little employment in and around Flying Post, where the offender plans to live with his mother.
The test is now over. Now that you have completed this exercise, compare your results with the example scoring units shown in the manual. You will find these examples following this consecutive interpretation with text exercise in the manual. Make sure that you have communicated each of these scoring units correctly.